Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 11th chapter of Hilchos Isuribia. In this Perek, the Rambam will continue to discuss the laws of Nida, however, with a specific emphasis in this Perek on the added elements to the laws of Nida, which many of us are more familiar with in our practical lives than that which has been discussed so far, which has mostly been on the biblical level. Halacha Aleph. Kol Shamar Nida Vezavet Yoledes Hu Din Torah. Everything the Rambam has stated with regards to the bleeding of a Nida or a Zav or Yoledes is on a Torah level. K'mishpatim Elu Hayu Ozen K'shehayu Beisim Gadol Nesuyen V'hayu Sham Chachamim Gedolim Shemakir Madamim V'im Nolad Lam Safek Briyos Obimei Nida V'ziva Yalu Beisim V'shalu K'mo Shevticha Torah Lehen Shneem Ar Kipalei Memcha Davar L'mishpat Bein Dam L'dam Beidin L'din Bein Dam L'nida L'dam Ziva. They used to follow these exact halachos in the days when there was a Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, where there were Chachamim who would recognize the differences between different types of blood, and if they ever did have a question with regards to a particular setting of blood, or with regard to counting the days of Nida or the days of Ziva, they would go up to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which the Torah had guaranteed would be able to answer their questions and discern between one type of blood and the other type of blood. Moreover, Uba Osam Hayam Mahayu Benosi Strong is Haros Midavarzan, Mashamros Vistosehan, Visofros Tamini Mayanida Vimeziva. In addition, in those days, the daughters of Israel were very careful with regard to the blood that they might see, and they would very carefully keep watch of the patterns of their menstruation, and they would constantly be counting their days of Nida and their days of Ziva. Halacha Beis. V'torach Gadol Yesh Minyan Hayam Upam Rabos Yavo Lidei Safek. Now, there's a great deal of difficulty in trying to properly count the days. And very often, they would come to a situation of uncertainty. Shapilu ras habas dam biyom halida. Me osa yom aschin lenos la yimei nida v'yimei ziva kimo shivaranu. Because even if a young girl at the day of her birth has blood come forth from her uterus, from that day they need to begin counting the days of her nida and the days of her ziva, as the Rambam has already explained. Ulefikach lo titamei habas b'ziva el habas asarayam. Accordingly, a young girl cannot become tamei as a zava unless she's 10 days old. She'im ras v'yom shenolda, because if she saw blood on the day that she was born, harizu nida shivas yamim. So then in that case, she'll be a nida for 7 days, u'shloshes yamim samach l'nidasa, and then in addition to that, for the next 3 days, close to her time of becoming a nida, hari asar yamim, and thus you have 10 days. Hinei lamadat shemetchil asariya mascheles limnos yimei nida v'yimei ziva kol yameha afilu ras v'hikdana. Accordingly, you see from this that already from the first time this girl is going to see blood come from her uterus, we must begin counting the days of Nida and the days of Ziva, even if she is a minor. Halacha Gimel. Mechach me'agmar nistapik hadavar harbe b'riyas adamim, and it's calcula vestos. Unfortunately, in the days of the Chachamim of the Gemara, much doubt arose regarding different types of sighting of blood, and moreover, the calculations surrounding the woman's menstruation period was also messed up. Because not every woman was capable of properly keeping count of her days of Nida and her days of Ziva. Accordingly, Chazal saw fit to be stringent regarding this matter. They decreed that all the days of a woman should count as the days of her Ziva, and that any blood she sees, therefore, should have the status of potentially being the blood of Zivas. Moreover, the daughters of Israel themselves accepted upon themselves another level of stringency. And all Jews everywhere, wherever there was a place that Jews were, accepted upon themselves that any daughter of Israel who sees blood, even if she only saw a tiny, minuscule amount of blood, the size of a mustard seed, and then the blood stopped, she will count for herself 7 clean days, even if she saw at the expected time when she would see her period. Bein sherasa yom echad, o shnayim, o ashiva kulan, o yeser, mi yeshiv so kadam, so fer shivas yom nekiyim, ki zava gedola, vetovelas below shmini, aval pi shi suffix zava. O biyom shmini im haya sham docha kemosha amarnim. Ve'achar kach tiyem uteris labayla. This is true whether she had seen just for 1 day, or for 2 days, or all 7 days, or even more than those 7 days. Once the blood stops, she will count 7 clean days as if she had been a Zava Gedola, and then she immerses in the mikvah on the 8th evening, even though there's a doubt whether or not she was a Zava and not just a Nida, or on the 8th day, if there was some reason why she would have to, as the Rambam has already explained. And then afterwards, she is permitted to her husband. Furthermore, any woman who gives birth nowadays as well will count as if she had given birth in a status of Zov, and therefore she needs 7 clean days, as the Rambam has already explained. Not only that, but there is a standard minhag which is spread throughout Bavel and Eretz Yisrael and in Spain and in the other Western countries that if blood is seen during the days after the woman has become impure from giving birth, what we generally would refer to as the days of her purity, if she sees blood at that point, even though she had already counted 7 clean days and had gone to the mikvah, nonetheless she must now count 7 new clean days after the blood stops this time, and they don't give her any days of purity whatsoever. Rather, any blood that a woman sees, whether it's blood that came from a contraction, whether it's the blood that would have generally been during the days of purity and counted as blood of purity, nonetheless is going to be impure and she must count 7 clean days after the blood stops. Now this latter institution was only established during the days of the Gaonim, and they were the ones who had decreed that there should be no concept of Dam Tohar at all. Because that added stringency which the daughters of Israel had taken upon themselves during the days of the Chum of the Gemara, that was only with regard to seen blood, which otherwise would have been impure, that type of blood they would have to sit 7 days for. Aval dam shetir b'mei tohar achar sfira utvila ein lacha shalom she'ein y'mei tohar ruyen lo l'nida v'lo ziva k'mo shebarnu. But with regard to the blood that she sees during the days when the blood is automatically pure, after she had counted 7 clean days and immersed in the mikvah, that really there should be no concern for whatsoever, since during the days of purity she is not fit to become a nida or a zava, as the Rambam has already explained. Halacha zayin. V'shamanu shebetzarfas balam al dam tohar kedina gemar ad yom achar sfira utfila mitumas leudas bezov v'davar zeh toli b'menag. Rambam notes that he heard that in France, at least, they still follow the law as emerges from the Gemara, which is that you could have relations after having made themselves tame and counted 7 clean days upon giving birth, then in that circumstance, they can still be permitted to their husbands. And Rambam ultimately concludes by saying that this depends on one's local custom. And so too, in addition to the stringencies that were mentioned beforehand, nowadays as well, with regard to a woman who was a virgin and therefore bled when the husband first had relations with her, in that circumstance, even though she's a young girl who might not have reached the stage where she's expected to having seen blood, and in fact she had never seen blood her entire life, the husband can only have relations that first time with her, and they must stop, because any time that she sees blood from a wound, in that circumstance, she is considered impure, and therefore, once the bleeding stops, she has to count 7 clean days, and then she will be made pure. Halacha tes. Yes, Ralza, an additional level of stringency. Kol bash tevua li nase v'ratzta, any girl who has been requested of her that she get fully married, and she agrees, shoas shivas yom nikiyem me'acha sheratzta, she must wait 7 clean days after she has given her consent, achar kach tiyem uteres tibal, and only at that later stage is she permitted to have relations. Because maybe from her excitement of having now been asked to be married, she will have seen blood, even one drop, and she won't have recognized it. Whether this girl is an adult, whether she is a minor, she needs to wait these 7 clean days after she has given her consent to get fully married, and after that, she immerses in the mikvah, and then she can have relations. Now, all of these different things are extra levels of stringency, which the daughters of Israel have accepted upon themselves from the days of the Chum and the Gemara, and one should not veer away from that. Lefikach kol isha shiratta kishtavu alinase lo tinase ach disbor v'tidfal. Accordingly, any woman who gives her consent once she has been requested to be fully married, so in that case, she should not get married until she counts 7 clean days and immerses in mikvah. V'mnes eis l'tamad chacham. However, if she marries somebody who is a tamad chacham, muteres linase miyad, she can immediately get married, v'tidfal me'achar shinasu v'tidfal. Then in that case, she can count the 7 clean days once they've been fully married, and she can immerse in the mikvah. Why? Sh'tamad chacham yodea shi'asura. Because somebody who's a Talmud Chacham understands that she is forbidden, and he will keep this restriction, and he won't have relations with her until she immerses in the mikvah. Halacha Yud Aleph. Dinak Samim Bizman Hazeh Kemosh Yarnu. With regards to the halachos of staining, that the Rambam says is unchanged. It is the same nowadays as the Rambam has already explained. And there's no new halachos that have been added, there are no new customs. Any stain which the Rambam has already spelled out is pure, remains pure nowadays as well. And with regards to any stain the Rambam has said is impure, if the stain isn't of sufficient size where you have to be concerned that maybe she is a Zava, so then she counts 7 days, including the day that the stain was found on. However, if the stain was large enough that she should have to be concerned for being a Zava, so far as Shivas Yamim may acher Yom Shinim Sabal Kesem, so then she counts 7 days after the day that the stain was found on, Shainar Adam Kura Kesem. Because with regards to finding a stain as opposed to actually seeing blood, the halachos are different. What the Rambam seems to be referring to here is that because a stain is different than an actual blood flow, then it's sufficient for her not to have to do a real check to ensure that the bleeding has stopped, and she can already count the day where she had discovered the stain as one of the days if the stain is not one which would be a concern of Zivas on its own. Halacha Yud Beis. And similarly, with regard to any case where the woman who had given birth will be pure, that remains as well true nowadays. If she was pure in the olden days, she will be pure nowadays too. Similarly, a woman who had seen some white object come out from her, or some greenish colored blood come out of her, or she has a mass of flesh that comes out but it doesn't have bleeding with it, so in that case, she's pure nowadays too. Because they had only accepted upon themselves these stringencies regarding a person who had actually seen impure blood, and none of this blood is impure. Similarly, if the woman had some sort of wound that was causing blood to flow out from her, or that she had blood come forth with her urine, in that case as well, she remains pure. The only thing that have changed, the Rambam therefore tells us, is that in a case where somebody sees blood which is impure, they must count 7 clean days. And furthermore, as the Rambam has already explained, that any sighting of blood is also going to be considered impure, no matter what color shade of red it was. Halacha Yud Dalet. The Rambam now notes a practice which he thinks is foolish and a mistake, that if a woman in certain places had found that she was a Nida, then in that case she would wait 7 days as a Nida, even though she didn't see blood except for the first day, and then after those 7 days she would count another 7 clean days. That, the Rambam says, is a mistake. The one who had taught them this was wrong, and it's inappropriate to even focus on this at all, to give it any attention. Rather, she counts 1 day, and after she finishes bleeding, so she needs 7 clean days, and she can immerse on the evening of the 8th, which is the second night after the time that would have been her nida, and then she is permitted to her husband. Halacha Tezvav.
Mitzvah
Moreover, the Rambam then says that there's another practice found in some places, and there's supposed support found for this in some of the letters written in response to questions of the Gaonim, that a woman who gave birth to a male child must wait until after 40 days, and a woman who gave birth to a female child after 80 days before being allowed to have relations at all, even though she didn't see blood, other than during the initial 7 days of impurity. The Rambam says that is a foolish practice. It's also a mistake. In fact, it is heretical and has been learned initially from that which those that had a different interpretation, the Sadducees, had a different interpretation of that which the Torah was saying. And accordingly, it's correct to try to dispel this sort of thinking, this sort of custom, and to return back to the halachos of that which the Chachamim of the Gemara had taught, and that is that she should count simply 7 clean days, and then she is permitted to her husband. Halacha Tes Zayin. Eina Isha Ola Mitamasa V'yotzeis Midei Erva Achetit Bo B'mei Mekva Kasher. A woman is not going to leave the status of impurity, and therefore no longer be considered an erva, until she immerses in the water of a valid mikvah. V'liyeh Dabar Chotzeis B'mei Mesara O'Bein Amayim. And there shouldn't be anything which is separating between her skin and the water. V'vilchos Mekvos Yisparah Mikva Kasher V'apasol V'derech HaTfilah Mishpatei HaChatitah. And elsewhere, Mishnah Torah, the Rambam will explain all the relevant halachos to this, what qualifies as a valid mikvah, a place to immerse in, and what will count as a blockage between her skin and the water, and anything else which will be included. Aval im rachtzav amerchatz, afilu naflu ala kol yishuv olam, harihi achar rachita, kemo shahaisa kodem rachita bekaris. But if she merely washes herself off in a bathhouse, even if all the water in the world fell on her, nonetheless, after she rinses herself off, she is still just as she was beforehand. If one would have relations with her, then they'd be liable for excision. Because nothing is going to remove the impurity other than immersion in a proper mikvah or mayan or a sea which qualifies as a mayan, as the Rambam will explain in Hilchos Mikvahs. Halacha Yud Zayin. Kol sheva yamim nekiyim shebizman hazeh afal pishein safek im tavla behen k'ilu lo tavla. All 7 of these clean days that we observe nowadays, even though it's only out of doubt, if she immerses during them, it's as if she had not immersed. Him tavel b'shvi, afal bishu asur lasos kein lechachila, shema yavu levol b'shvi, achar tefila, ho b'tavel b'zmana, afilu hayu sezava v'adas, harizu also la tefila. However, if she immerses on the 7th day, even though it's forbidden to do so ideally, because maybe they'll come to have relations on the 7th day after they've immersed, in that circumstance, since technically she immersed at a time which is appropriate to do so, even if she had been a full-fledged Zava, then the immersion counts, and she technically is pure. Halacha Yud Ches. V'asr l'adam she'idvak b'ishto b'shivas yom nekiyim, elu v'af al-pi shehi b'ksusa v'hu b'ksusa. The Rambam now notes that it's forbidden for a man to come in contact with his wife during these 7 days of cleanliness, even if she's wearing her clothing and he's wearing his clothing. Lo yigav la, lo yigav ba, afilu b'etzvektana. He shouldn't approach her, he shouldn't touch her even with a single finger. Below Yochal Ima Bikar Achas. Furthermore, he should not eat from the same plate as her. Klolosh Shadavar, you know Ima Bimei Sfira, Kemoshino Bimei Nida, Shadain Hibikaris, Achetavo Kemoshe Varanim. The overall rule is that he should behave during those 7 days of her count as if she was a full fledged Nida, at which point, if he were to have relations with her, they would be liable for excision until she immerses in the mikvah, as the Ram has already explained. Lach Yotas, final Lach in the parak. With regard to all the different aspects of household work which a wife does on behalf of her husband, she's allowed to do when she's a menstruant, except for washing off his face, hands, and feet, and properly mixing his drink, and setting the bed before him, because there's a concern that these might come to have them sin. Accordingly, he shouldn't eat with her from the same plate, and he shouldn't touch her skin, because it will come, again, to lead to a sin. And therefore, with regard to these 7 clean days, she also should not be doing these 3 tasks for him. However, it's permitted for a woman to dress up properly, to wear her jewelry and makeup and the like, in order so that she not become unattractive to her husband. Have a wonderful day.